You're listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. Now, here are your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Pulley.
Welcome to Innovation in Education, Pulaski Academy's podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. I am Greg Ledbetter, Head of Enrollment and Financial Aid at Pulaski Academy, and Savannah Jacoby here with us today. She is our senior high volleyball coach and much more. But hello, Savannah, how are you?
I'm doing good and happy to be here.
Great. Thank you, Savannah. Savannah is our senior high girls volleyball coach. She also was the assistant for the junior high, working with our younger kids as they move their way up into her area of senior high volleyball. And she came to us as an experienced volleyball player, where she played at Ouachita Baptist University, which is where my two kids graduated from, actually, and where she played for 2 years, then suffered an injury, unfortunately, that put her out of playing. And then, but she did finish her degree there, where she was in mathematics and coaching. She has 3 years of teaching and coaching experience with us before she came to PA, excuse me, and then 3 years with us. This is your third year, right, Savannah?
Yes,
just finished
it
your third year mm-hmm. as our volleyball coach. Well, we had a good season.
We did,
as I understand, and I want to talk a little bit about that. But I just want to say this: I tell a lot of families about Pulaski Academy is, you know, that we nurture the social and the emotional, the physical and the cognitive development of students. And we do that through the arts, the academics, and athletics. And so that's why we have Savannah here with us today, is to talk about the great things that we do in athletics, and particularly with our young ladies. And so we're always excited and have been excited for some time to have Savannah here. She's also in our PE department. We're going to talk about a little bit later, but back to the season. We had a pretty good season, so tell us a little bit about that.
We did. So we ended up being conference champions.
Yes.
Out of the 4A Central Conference.
Yep, go Bruins.
Which was not an easy task.
Really?
We had a couple of early losses in the first round of conference, had some adversity that we had to get through and overcome, and had to crawl our way back into that number one seed. And it was actually the last week of our conference play that we ended up getting the two wins that we needed.
Oh, awesome.
To secure that conference championship, which gave us the number one seed out of our conference going into the state tournament. So we ended in the quarterfinals, which is never the way that you want to
no.
go out. Of course, you always want to make it all the way to the finals, and this group of girls was definitely very, very talented, and I believe that they could do it. But the quarterfinals was still a great accomplishment, and not everyone gets to say that they made that. So we did finish in top eight in the state.
Okay, okay.
Which, again, not every team can say that. And we have been fortunate enough these last 3 years that I've been here. We've made it to the state tournament every year.
Okay.
First year we went all the way to the semis and got knocked out. Last year we did get knocked out in the first round, so this year we had some revenge, so to speak, that we wanted to come back on, and so I was very proud of the girls for their hard work and to be able to say that we were in the top eight out of the 4A is still a great thing to be proud of.
Well, and I think just in the 3 years that you've been here, we've had some great accomplishments on the court.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we were that successful in the win category and competing at the state level. as much as we are since you've been here. So congratulations to you, and kudos for the good work that you're doing. In fact, I mean, it's the work that you're doing doesn't only show up in the win-loss columns, but it also shows in the expansion of the program. So can you talk to us a little bit about how the program has grown since you've been here?
Yes. So we are very fortunate that our program has really just taken off in the last 3 years that I've been here. And I know that volleyball has become a recent interest just in general in the state and all around us. A lot of people are getting involved with volleyball, but here in particular at PA, I feel like we've done some really good things to promote really just girls athletics in general.
Absolutely.
We have added a fifth and sixth grade athletic period, and that allows our senior high coaches to be able to work with those younger kids.
Absolutely.
At the fifth and sixth grade level. And so the earlier that you get them, the earlier you can start implementing your principles, the fundamentals, your schemes, your expectations. When you start building it from the ground up, you start seeing the fruit of it. And so we're slowly starting to see all of that come to fruition just with our 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, and then our 10th through 12th graders in senior high. Just every year, we just keep getting bigger and bigger, and more girls are interested in trying out. More girls are wanting to be a part of it. And so I think it also is a testament to our senior high girls and the love that they have for the game.
Oh, wow,
and
yeah.
They see the girls around, and they see girls at their games, and they make sure that they, you know, thank them for coming, and they're so excited that they're there. So really our senior high girls, I feel like, are really big role models to these younger kids, and they are causing the younger ones to see what all of this is about.
Well, you know, that's a tradition of PA too, where our older kids are working with our younger kids, and what I find very interesting is somebody who's around the school and has been around the school for as long as I have, but you know, to see the athletic department over all these years take on sort of the same philosophy we use in our academics, where we're working with the younger children with the very intentionally knowing what they need to learn in order to get to the next level. And the athletic department and you have adapted to that very well, where you're teaching those, being around the young girls, you're teaching them fundamentals and basics at the younger age, driving their interest. You're utilizing your seniors to engage with the younger girls. And as a result, I think, as you told me, I mean, you've got about 60 girls from 7th through 12th grade?
We do. And, of course, that doesn't include our 5th and 6th grade girls. I think we have, on average, about 12 to 15 in each of those grades as well. So you're looking at about 90 kids total from 5th through 12th grade that are interested in volleyball and that are playing it.
And it's you and an assistant coach that's the head coach of the junior high. I don't know how y'all do it, but you're doing a great job.
You know, it takes a lot of time, but I truly believe that if you love what you do, you never have to actually work a day in your life. And it is a testament that to me and my assistant coach both. We both love what we do. We love the kids. We love the girls. And we love the sport. So it's been fun.
That's awesome. Well, it's always, and I know that you believe fun is an important part of the process.
Yes,
as well.
Yes, so, most definitely.
Okay. Well, I know we're running a little short of time here. So I know that part of your skill set and your abilities is that you had to make some pivots with this COVID, and as everybody did. And yet, in a period of time, March of April, you said, we didn't even know if we were going to play, to being able to make it through all the, the decision to play, the restrictions that were involved in the initial decision to play, And then being able to get to the quarterfinals, I mean, that to me is an extreme accomplishment and a sign of your ability to make the necessary adjustments and changes. But tell us a little bit about what that looked like, some of the adversity that you went through when COVID hit us.
So, you know, no one really prepares you for anything.
Can't prepare for a pandemic.
You cannot. You can't prepare to coach in it, teach in it. But I believe it was a great lesson for really everyone. I mean, like you said, back in March and April, and especially once we started getting closer to May, when usually our summer workouts are hitting the ground running in June and July. Back in May, we were worried that we weren't going to have a season, and trying to keep the girls positive. And in quarantine, we watched a lot of film, which was really good. The girls, we were watching collegiate level film and just kind of analyzing things that they were doing and utilizing the time that we had, which we really wouldn't have if we weren't all online. So just trying to find different things to do, giving them workouts to do. And actually, I didn't give them workouts. I loved my seniors actually took on this idea of the girls created the workouts. They would send it to me prior, but they would create the workouts and send it to the girls. And I feel like that was received a lot better sometimes. Awesome. Getting the workout from a coach isn't always the best thing to do, but when you get it from your own teammate, and they were also, you know, holding each other accountable. With it, it was really cool to see. And then in July, the girls were just excited that we could continue to play. They were able to start scrimmaging a little bit, which they were just hungry for. They
I
were
bet.
Ready to stop just doing drills and basics and fundamentals. And so we were just slowly preparing for season, but still that, you know, what if are we actually going to get to play?
Yes.
And so I feel like it just taught them a lot about how to just be flexible and just kind of work with what you're given and just do the best that you can, and really just kind of coming together as a team and relying on your team and your coaches to just get you through tough times. And so we were thankful to really just be able to play that first game that we were actually able to get in. It was different. And it was not what anyone would ever expect a volleyball game to look like, with social distancing and masks and everything. But the girls just took it on, and they just were so thankful to play. And really every single game that we got to play, we were just so thankful for, because, like I said, back in March and April, we had no idea if we were going to be able to.
That's awesome.
And so then, of course, being able to get through the entire season, which if people kept on telling us, just wait, they're going to shut you down, just wait, you know.
Always looming in the background, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. So we were able to finish that season, be conference champions, and then make it to the quarterfinals. It was just a really great story of adversity and overcoming adversity for these girls to remember for a lifetime.
For a lifetime. Well, that's a testament, too, again, to your coaching style and your interest in the program, interest in the girls, and certainly from your experience and just being a girl with girls. And so congratulations on a great season,
Thank
Savannah. And I'm sorry that it ended when it did. But again, you know, like I love what you said, a great story that these kids will remember the rest of their lives.
Yes.
We'll never forget COVID, I don't think.
I don't think anyone
and this
will.
Is going to give these girls something really to highlight as a great accomplishment.
Yep.
And a lot of that is because of what you did.
Yep.
So thank you so
very much. It definitely taught them things outside of volleyball, and it taught them some life lessons, which I always preach to them as well. Like, yes, volleyball, we love it and we play it, but it teaches way more than volleyball. It teaches you things that you need when you don't have volleyball anymore and you don't have high school anymore.
Yep.
So these girls took it on like champs.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that's part of what we do so well, and it's because of people like you as we build character along the way. So at any rate, well, it's time to get back to the game, and we thank you so much, Savannah. Thank you for your time. Thank you for all you do.
No problem.
You've been listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve, with your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Bullock.